Professor Robertson said the summit of La Soufrière volcano currently has a barren appearance, but it is also evident that nature is trying to restore itself. He said in months or years to come, the volcano will return to its natural state prior to eruption.
As you go up the crater, as you go up, walk up the path, there's obvious that the flora and fauna is reestablishing itself. You're seeing mosses and lichens and things like that, where they're trying to reform the soil and reform the land such that trees can grow again. And you can see the trees slowly creeping up the landscape. So it's very barren at the top, but as you move up, life is restarting and reestablishing itself as we knew. And I suspect in months and years to come, Soufrière would be like it was before.
Professor Robertson also reiterated that the volcano is not a safe place to go hiking at this time.
And certainly the summit of the volcano, as I keep saying, is not a safe place to go hiking, because it, quite apart from the fact that you might have hot spots in the volcano itself, it's unlikely people will get to them. But it's really a very difficult and dangerous hike to get up there because of the nature of the terrain. So again, those are areas to avoid going forward.
Professor Robertson also spoke about the challenges encountered by the team in accessing one of the monitoring stations at the summit on foot.
One of the key things we were looking at is whether or not we could access the summit station that we'd put in by foot. That's a key thing, you know, in terms of future maintenance of that station at the top. Mm-hmm. Is it still possible to walk around the crater? Because to get to the summit station, you have to, if you go up this side, you have to go around towards the other side. You have to head towards the western side. Are we not so convinced, based on what we've seen, that it's easy to do?
Head of the La Soufrière monitoring team, Professor Richard Robertson. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufrière volcano update.